This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headline. President Draupadi Murmu appoints governors in different states and union territories, including former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav as new governor of Nagaland. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Aizawl today for two-day official visit to Mizoram. Assistant High Commissioner of Bangladesh Visa Office in Agartala, Hassan Al-Bashar Abul Ule, discusses with Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath to further strengthen long-standing friendly relations between India and Bangladesh. Budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will begin from today. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in different states and union territories. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav has been appointed as the new governor of Nagaland. New governors were also appointed for Bihar, Maharashtra, Telangana, Himachal Pradesh and other states. The president has accepted the resignation of Governor of West Bengal, Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose, and in his place, Governor of Tamil Nadu, R.N. Ravi, has been appointed as the Governor of West Bengal. New Lieutenant Governors for Union Territory of Ladakh and Delhi were also appointed. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Mizoram today for a two-day visit to the state. The Vice President will address the 20th convocation of the Mizoram University in Aizawl tomorrow at 11 a.m. Preparations and elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of the Vice President's visit. Besides Mizoram, the Vice President is also visiting Nagaland and Tripura. In Nagaland, the Vice President will grace the 8th convocation of Nagaland University at Lumami. On the last leg of his visit, the Vice President will attend the 14th convocation of Tripura University in Agartala. He will also visit self-help group stalls and interact with women self-help group members and Lakhpati Didis at the International Trade and Fair Centre in Hapani, Tripura. Assistant High Commissioner of Bangladesh Visa Office in Agartala, Hassan Al-Bashar Abul Ule, met with Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath at the State Secretariat yesterday and discussed to further strengthen the long-standing friendly relations between India and Bangladesh. In a social media post, Minister Ratan Lal Nath said that several important issues, including mutual relations between the two countries, improvements of the living standards of people in the border areas, and expansion of communication systems were discussed in the meeting. Nath expressed hope that the existing friendly relations between the two countries will be further strengthened in the future. The budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will commence today and continue till the 12th of this month. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main will present the budget estimates 2026-2027 on the 10th of this month. The discussion and passing of the budget will be taken up on the 11th of this month. 7 government bills are scheduled to be introduced on the opening day, including the Arunachal Pradesh Local Authorities Prohibition of Defection Amendment Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Teachers Transfer and Posting Regulation and Management Bill 2026, and the Arunachal Pradesh Fire and Emergency Services Bill 2026. An amendment bill to revise salaries, allowances and pension of the MLAs will also be tabled. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yumnam Khem Chand Singh chaired a cabinet meeting yesterday. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said that several important administrative decisions were taken for the implementation, reflecting the state government's continued resolve to strengthen policies and practices that promote peace, security and inclusive development. He said that these efforts remain essential to advancing stability, sustainable growth and overall prosperity of the state. Meanwhile, the 7th session of the 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly, which was adjourned sine die on the 5th of February, will resume on the 9th of this month. A notification was issued in this regard by the Secretary of Manipur Legislative Assembly. In Assam, and Indian Air Force Sukhoi 30 MKI fighter jet crashed along Inglong Ikopi Hill in Bokajan sub-division of Karbi Anglong district during a routine training mission approximately 60 kilometers from Jorhat Air Base. The aircraft, which took off from Jorhat Air Base 47 Squadron, lost radar connection at 7:42 p.m. yesterday. Locals of the Chokihola village of Bokajan subdivision were the first to locate the crash position and reached the crashed site and recovered the two dead bodies of the pilots. In Meghalaya, 2,968 newly recruited personnel of the Meghalaya Police received their appointment letters during a grand conferment ceremony held at the 2nd MLP Battalion, Goragre in West Garo Hills District yesterday. The ceremony marked one of the largest inductions into the state's police force, with the recruitment drive covering various technical and service-oriented posts. The largest share of recruitment was dedicated to armed branch, accounting for 1,494 personnel, followed by unarmed branch, with 720 personnel. In his address, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma described the occasion as historic and memorable, saying it was a moment of great pride for the government. He urged the recruits to remain adaptable and committed to learning, balancing authority with humility. Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong congratulated on their achievement and assured the aspiring candidates that the recruitment process would continue to remain fair and merit-based. Dawang police have apprehended a tourist from West Bengal for allegedly stealing religious items from Buddha Park. Acting on inputs, a police team led by the officer in charge of Dawang Police Station swiftly traced the accused and recovered the stolen items, including a medium-sized Buddha idol, a pair of Tingsha symbols, and two metal bottle lamps. However, the caretaker monk of the park pardoned the accused and chose not to lodge an FIR. The prompt action of the police in retrieving the sacred items was widely appreciated by locals. Despite ongoing infrastructure push, 45 villages in several districts across Mizoram remained classified as unelectrified or de-electrified. This was informed by Mizoram Power and Electricity Minister F. Rodingliana in the State Assembly yesterday. In a written reply to queries from opposition BJP member Prova Chakma, the minister said efforts are on to provide electricity to households in these villages under the revamped distribution sector scheme. The minister said that there are reports of many transformer damages across the state and 71 are awaiting allotment for repair. On frequent delays in transformer maintenance, Rodingliana detailed a multi-step repair process that relies heavily on logistics. He also confirmed plans to replace severely corroded electric poles and 2.70 crore rupees has been sanctioned in 2025-26 for replacement of such rusted poles. General Manager of Northeast Frontier Railways, Ashish Bansal, accompanied by the Chief Administrative Officer, Chief Engineers and other top officials yesterday, visited Noni District in Manipur and assessed the progress of the Awangkul Railway Station. The team also visited Tunnel No. 25, constructed at Marangching, and Railway Yard at Nungtek in the district. These railway facilities are being constructed as part of the Jiribam Impal Railways project. Troops of the Spear Corps carried out an integrated live firing exercise in Arunachal Pradesh, demonstrating operational coordination among security forces. Personnel of the Indian Army, Indo-Tibetan Border Police and Assam Rifles participated in the drill, showcasing lethal precision, rapid target engagement and seamless multi-agency combat synergy. The exercise was conducted in challenging high-altitude terrain to enhance joint operational readiness and strengthen coordination among the forces deployed along the frontier areas of the state. And before we end the headlines once again, President Draupadi Murmu appoints governors in different states and union territories, including former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav as new governor of Nagaland. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Aizawl today for a two-day official visit to Mizoram. Assistant High Commissioner of Bangladesh Visa Office in Agartala, Hassan Al-Bashar Abul Ulay, discusses with Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath to further strengthen long-standing friendly relations between India and Bangladesh. Budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will begin from today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.